They now start twisting it. If it is nice. You know, there are some Christians that don't like their wives go to church. But this guy is nice. From what you have told me, you know, no matter how much you like the guy, just simply keep quiet, pastor. What do you say? He said, ah, that guy doesn't look like a believer. Your opinion, you hold it. Be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. They tell her, wait outside. Father God, but the guy is nice. So. Lord, look at the man. Good man. Then she comes back. I said, for what fellowship has light with darkness? That is your opinion you don't have. Say, pastor, let's be real. Hmm? Let's leave this thing aside. What do you really think? My sister, if I think I will die. Don't tempt me. Don't provoke me, I beg. So, pastor, you don't have an opinion. I don't have. Well, what are you saying? What you are saying? Okay, what I'm saying. Open the Bible again. You read it out. This man says this in a very interesting manner. This man, I quote his book a lot of times. The Business by the Book, Larry Bucket. So a man came to him. He had been treated very badly by another Christian. So he told him everything that guy had done that was wrong. So that man said he's thinking of suing the believer. They're going to court. Say, what do you think, pastor? Larry Bucket said, you want to know what I think? I will tell you. I think that guy deserves it. You should go to court. You should sue him for everything he has. Get the best lawyers. Go after him. Tooth and toenail. Drag him to court. That's what I think. That guy said, thank you. Thank you. He wanted to get up. He said, wait. That's what I think. Let me now tell you what the Lord thinks. Sit down. He now opened the Bible. That you are a believer? Yes. The other guy is a believer? Yes. Two of you are going to drag yourselves before unbelieving judges? He said, Jesus said no. See that guy? He was deflated. He said, I've told you what I think, but let me now tell you what the Lord thinks. He read scriptures out to him and said, if I will give you the word of God, I'm sorry, that lawsuit has just come to an end. I won't discuss that one further than that. I don't want to bring up discussion. But I just want to bring out this fact that that is how we behave as believers. So back to what I was saying. So, what I thought, it was irrelevant. My political persuasion was irrelevant. It did not come out from my mouth on this pulpit. You can't put one of my messages where you could guess who I was planning to vote for. Everybody that guessed who didn't speak to me personally guessed wrong. Because when they heard what I said, in fact, the message I wrote, one brother said he forwarded it to everybody he knew. In the time of elections, how a Christian is supposed to behave. I said, vote according to what you know is right. That is, your vote is a statement. It doesn't mean you are right, ultimately. But if corruption isn't that the strongest in your mind, vote against it. If something is the strongest in your mind, vote against it. Each vote is a statement. They might rig you out, doesn't matter. But God has counted your votes. You're not voting. You know, Christians are very funny. Some Christians will get up and come talk. You're not human beings. I told one of my classmates, one of my roommates, we were staying in the same room. You know, we had a big room in Hall 4 in Unibet. Law student. He came one day, was complaining. They just did a law election. There was one guy who campaigned. He said, the guy is stupid. The guy has no sense. He abused that guy. I said, ah, now, wow. They finished the discussion with what? Well, I voted for him, Sha. I said, what did you say for Lou? He said, I voted for him. You know, he's my brother. I just realized that human beings are the most useless things God made. I said, what? No, you can't appreciate how I felt. Except you were there and you saw this guy for like 30 minutes rail against how useless this boy is. How he can't even speak good English. How he will never carry the association forward. He doesn't know what his type, alright, somebody like him is doing, contesting for Lossa presidency. What is he looking for there? Who gave him sense? I'm not kidding. I'm not adding. Look, he said worse things that I've told you. For up to 30 minutes. And I said, but anyway, Sha. And he was angry. You know why? He said, the guy won. Oh, Oh, yes, that's why he was angry. And I said, anyway, sir, I voted for him. I said, Polo, what did you say? He said, you see, he's my brother. They're not blood brothers, though. They're just from the same local government. Many people are complaining about the country. That's the problem. That's the problem God has. He said, their prayer and their behavior is not the same. They are Christians today. Now, if God showed it to them, that listen, the guy who... Okay, the prophecy of Nebuchadnezzar is coming to pass. I'm bringing a president from Adamawa State. They say, lie, lie, we don't need a president. They would not need a president. We don't need. How do Christians pray? Listen, we take what God has said. In that situation, that Romans, Daniel chapter 4, that verse 17, verse 25, we keep on reading it out. Almighty rules in the affairs of man, and he gives the kingdoms of... let me just read that, okay, New American Standard. The Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind and bestows it, the kingdom, over to whomever he wishes. He said he sets upon it the lowliest of men. What does it mean to be the lowliest? The least likely, the least qualified, the one that doesn't have the certificates the other people have. Are you getting my point? The lowliest. He said that's what he does. But now I said to him, you said that you will give us rulers so that we can live in peace and in tranquility. You understand? That's what you're going to give us. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we receive from your hand a ruler of justice. We receive from your hand a ruler that will let the gospel progress. Because that's the primary thing. There must be freedom to preach the gospel. A man who will establish, a woman, whoever it is, who will establish truth, who will establish righteousness, who will establish justice in the land. We receive from you because only you can give it. I don't care whether the name is Oshibaji or not. Forget, look, that is, I'll mention nobody's name. I may like the man personally. Last time he acted, he was so popular. But don't forget now, please, Brother Shivaji, I love you very much. You know, I'm not saying you are. I'm not saying anything like that about you. Absalom was more popular. You know that? But it was not God's choice. Absalom, if it was democracy, thank God he did not see democracy. Absalom will have won and won. And won again. There are many Nigerian politicians I see. I can see the Absalomic spirit in them. They give charity. What do they call it? They donate money. They are philanthropists. They are going anywhere, saying the best things. One day somebody saw. They took a picture of this guy, Adamawa guy, former VP of Obasanjo's VP. Yes, Atiku. He was drinking water from a sachet, you know, pure water. So they photographed him. One man said, these politicians, he's drinking water from, you know, he's drinking pure water. I think another election is close. By the time big man, they drink water inside bag. So he's trying to pretend. The guy said, we are not fools. You want to pretend like you're one of the commoners. That was what Absalom did. Absalom listens to everybody. He will come, he will listen to you. Say, your case is good. You come to greet him, he will rise up to receive you. Stole everybody's heart. I don't know anybody. I don't pray that anybody up there should win election. I don't know. How do we pray? We just take the word of God. The word of God is alive. Are you getting my point? Now, so that's the will of God. So when we talk about God's will is not God, what do you want to know? It's what he has expressed. It's not anything that happens is the will of God, no. Is that which he has expressed. And let me just end with this. We take that thing and do what with it? We keep it up. We keep it up. That's Christian prayer. We take that will and do what? Keep it up. That is, we don't explain it, we just keep it up. Please, we are praying for the country, that's how you pray for the country. You don't go there and be saying, Lord, I've had prayer points. There's a cabal that's around the president. Lord, break the cabal. You don't know who put the cabal there. Or what they are doing. Are you getting my point? You don't know. Leave it alone. Have you seen the cabal? Have you seen their registration form? The cabal of Nigeria, members declared, trustees. Nothing like that. These are all comments from people outside. They don't think themselves a cabal. I hope you know. Look, I don't have time. Look, let me not spend all the time talking. If you read your Bible, many of the things we make noise about, they were done in the scriptures. We don't like it. The chiefs of David's army at the time, they were all brothers. The three top ranking men in David's army were brothers. Try that in Nigeria. the army of God over Israel, for Israel, the physical army of God. David appointed three men, they were brothers. Joab, Abishai, what's the name of the third guy? Anyway, Joab's brothers, Joab and his brothers were in charge. Nobody said that, how can they be in the same, from the same family? Jesus appointed just 12 apostles. Two of them were brothers, and they were related to another one. About four of them were very close, all of them from the same place. If it's now, nobody follow. Jesus is tribalistic. Jesus, how can he do like that? And no woman. No woman. They now see women's rights. They will now call Mary Magdalene. They now send a Beijing panel to the mother. To go and see the mother. Say, talk to your son. Many of the things that Jesus did, or they did under the law, we will not accept them today. We will not accept them. We will not accept them. But read your Bible well. That's how God wanted it. That's why don't pray. If you think God is in your political party, he's not. He does not believe in your tribal sentiments. Can I digress for a moment? I said something once. Because of the way human beings behave, the hardest thing God has to do now, the hardest task he has is blessing them. Blessing them is hard. Do you know why? Anytime he sends a Messiah, he's rejected. I said something once. I don't know whether I was here, I said it all the way. I said, look, if Jesus is appointed minister of power in Nigeria now, and is head of state, he can't give Nigerians constant power. People say, no, he can do anything. I say, I know, he too, he knows. I'm just saying that it's not only what he can do, but what people can receive. Two of them go together. He said he came unto his own. His own did what? Did not receive him. That's just the way it is. He came to his hometown. He could there do no mighty work. Because of his inability? No. Because of their unbelief. Many things we pray for. When government brings the policies that will bring the thing to birth, people reject those policies. I don't want to be analyzing it now. You don't want to talk to the average person. Average person on the road, that's why God does not believe in democracy. Say, because if I try democracy, they will vote for fools every day. A fool will just come and say, I will tie all your roads. Yes. Your children will go to Harvard, all of them, you don't have to pay them. Yes. And nobody will pay taxes again. Yes. By the way, power will be uninterrupted, and for each day you have constant power, just give government a bucket of water and everything will be fine. They will say yes. And they will campaign for the person vigorously. And when the fellow loses, as an example, they will say the cabal did not want those who will liberate the masses to rule. Just by the way, hey, I'm saying many things. We'll get to our prayer, but you know, it's good to say many things. People get enlightened. You know how education was organized the way it was in the United States? Europe didn't have it like that. U.S. made it a rule to educate everybody. Look, at the time, all right, parents in certain states in the U.S., parents were compelled to teach their children how to read and write. Children there didn't used to go to school until they've learned to read and write. They don't go to school, they learn to read and write. Parents taught you at home how to read and write. After that, you now start going to school. You know the reason? They said, so that you will be governable. Americans said, people must be literate so that they can be governable. That illiterates are impossible to govern. So Americans entrenched that everybody, you must go to school. You must learn. Because if you don't learn, you are a bad citizen. Won't be able to communicate with you. That's why it's difficult for you to just go and tell them, I will tie all your roads. They say, what is the bill? No. You want to campaign to typical enlightened people. I will tie all your roads. They want to know. How much will it cost? Where will you get the money from? This one, you will tie all our roads. It's not our tax we are going to use to tie it. That's the kind of question enlightened people ask. But like I said, let me not sit down talking politics. I'm talking about prayer. So God is not in our political party. He doesn't have our political persuasion. He doesn't understand our tribal sentiments. If he wants to appoint Joab again, say, Joab, David, bring Joab, two of his brothers, be the head of Nigeria army. And of course, you know the way those who are not from the tribe of Joab, they will gather and say, how come three brothers? God said, David, don't listen to them. What am I going to say? So that's why we Christians, we pray with what? The word. You must fight. Don't let your own opinion come in. People say things like, oh, these old men should go and retire. The Bible never said so. In fact, the Bible says that they are wiser than you. Do you agree? Who cares? Do you have an opinion? Answer me. Do you have an opinion? Good. We don't have opinions. We just have the word of God. You are getting my point. So you pray for the country. Let's rise our feet. Let's do it. Let's rise our feet. Just watching my time. Prayer is not my will. No. It's me taking my will and subjecting it to the will of God. I'm not saying to God, bring your will, adapt it to mine. Which is what many people pray. When God doesn't change his mind, they say, we'll fast until he changes his mind. God says, okay, let's see who can last without eating. Believe me, if you persuade God to change his mind, at the end of the day, you will not be blessed for it. Prayer is not, God, do what I want. No. Prayer is, Lord, this is what you have said you will do. Now, do that which you said you will do. Let's take a moment and pray for Nigeria. At a time like this, your prayer is not, you're not angry with anybody. Are you getting my point?
Yes.
Please, if you're a member of APC, call your friend in PDP today and gist with him. There's no need for anger. You want to pray for Nigeria? This is how you pray. You first, you give thanks. Every prayer starts with what?
Amen.
Thanksgiving. You know what Thanksgiving is about? Thanksgiving says, Lord, we recognize you as King. Lord, we know there is no accident here. We did not appear out of nothing. You made us. You created us. We're created for your pleasure. For your pleasure, we exist. Your will is what we want to do. That's meaning of thanksgiving. You don't speak anything that is not revealed. People say, no, Nigeria was not created by God. Who said so? To whom? On what occasion? When he's tired of it, if he doesn't like the way it is, he puts it to pieces. And this world, they are always breaking and rejoining. Europe was many countries, they wanted they came together. They said they are forming what? European Union. Before that time, they were big countries, then they split into pieces. Where's Yugoslavia? Where's Czechoslovakia? There was a time Germany was East and West. Then one day God said, enough. Then they joined back together again. So you don't know. Are you getting my point? We say, what do we have in common? Hausas, Yorubas, Fulanis, these are my Urobos, Zibos, Ziba, these are. God said, you have something in common, all of you are black, can't you see? All of you are black. I'm going to show you unite with Somalia. Sit down there. Oh Lord. There are enough differences. If you get to Israel those days, they were so angry with, was it Benjamin? The rest of Israel wanted to wipe out Benjamin in one day. They had differences too. So forget all of those things. You just give God thanks for what you have met. In everything, you give thanks. Let's start with that. Let's just thank the Lord. Just give thanks. Say, Lord, I thank you because you are God. Lord, I thank you. You are the one that sets boundaries. Lord, I thank you because you are the creator. Lord, I thank you. You are the one in charge. You rule over the realm of mankind. Lord, I thank you. You rule over the realm of mankind. You rule. Thank you for this nation. Thank you for this continent. Thank you for where I was born. Thank you for my citizenship. I am not an accident. I am not an accident. I am not an accident. The nation I was born in is not an accident. Lord, I thank you. I worship you. I think you should just raise your hands and worship him from the bottom of your heart. Repent of every negative thought of saying that it's Lord Lugard. It's not Lord Lugard. It's not the British. The heavens rule. Heaven's rule. The Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind. The Most High is ruler over the realm of mankind. You will see, Daniel had epochs described for him. When you saw that statue, that head of gold, you understand, down to the feet of mixed with clay and iron. These were things that were going to happen over the next hundreds of years. He was the one that determined it. Worship him. Acknowledge him. Say, God, you are the ruler over the realm of mankind. Thank you for my nation, Nigeria. Thank you for my nation, whichever country you are in and you're listening to this. Thank God for your country. Thank God for your country. That's the only thing you can do. Nobody gave you inkling or any inside the story on what happened, what did not happen. All you know is life as it is right now. You have met your country like this. Thank God for it. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. Say, Lord, I thank you. I worship you. I acknowledge you as King. I acknowledge you as King. Now let's begin to pray. at this time for the political situation in the, you know, in Aso Rock, in the state of government in Nigeria. Remember, we are not praying our desire. No, we're not praying what we think. We're not praying that. We are praying what? The will of God. So let's begin to pray that. Let's start by, you know, he said he has elevated his word together with his name. Literal Hebrew, Psalm 138. He said he has elevated his word together with his name. As high as God's word is, so is his name. As high as his name is, so is his word. So when you are praying the will of God, one thing you do is to take the name of God and declare it. And declare as the most high, the ruler. Let's start over now. This is how I do it. This is what the Lord has taught me over the last few years. I want to pray. In my mind, I conceive the situation. And I just lift God's name over it. Like Nigeria right now, they say, okay, where's the president? Who's the VP? Who's taking over? Who's not taking over? Don't have that discussion. Just leave the name of God over it. Now say it, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, you are the most high.
Lord, you are the most high.
You are the ruler over the realm of mankind.
You are
a ruler in Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus.
That's a prayer. That is a prayer. Let me just give you a minute. Say it any way you like it. Just for 1 minute. Just leave the name of God. Declare his name in your way, in your language, whichever way you want to say it. Just declare him as the ruler over this nation, over the seat of government. He's the ruler. He's the ruler. He's the ruler. I'll be reading the scripture out. Use it to pray as you like. Say, Lord, you are the most high. Say, Lord, you are the ruler over the realm of mankind. This is what the Bible says. It said, the most high is ruler over the realm of mankind. And bestows it on whom he wishes, and sets over it the lowliest of men. That's what the situation. Now just say, Lord, you are the ruler. Declare his rulership over this country at this point in time. That's what prayer is. Now listen to this. The Bible says, because he has said, therefore we can boldly say. Are you getting my point? Now this is what prayer now is. Because you know this, if you want to pray over that situation, you can go ahead and say, Lord, appoint your man in the name of Jesus. Appoint the person that will do your will in the name of Jesus. Sustain the person that will do your will in office in the name of Jesus. Simple prayer. You don't know. You see, you don't have more details than that. Are you getting my point? So say with me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The ruler the Lord appoints.
The ruler the Lord appoints.
The ruler that he wants.
The ruler that he wants.
The ruler that will do his will.
The ruler that will do his desire.
The ruler that will do his desire.
Sit upon that seat.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's how Christians pray. You don't know any name. No, you don't. But you can bless the seat. You can say after me, say like this, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
This seat
will receive the one
who will do the will of God.
Who will promote righteousness.
Who will promote justice.
Who will promote freedom for the gospel.
Who will defend the rights of the oppressed?
Who will defend the rights of the oppressed?
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, we have prayed for this land.
We have prayed for this land.
And we are the salt of the earth.
And we are the salt of the earth.
So we say, prosperity will come.
And
the ruler will cooperate. In the name of Jesus. Say,
we declare
that peace will come. And the one who will do the will of God
will
sit upon that throne. In the name of Jesus Christ. That is how Christians pray. Listen, if you lift God's word, you know, the Bible says that the word is alive and what? Active. That is, if you go to your local government, you go to the local government headquarters, you sit down and prophesy these words over that seat. The one that wants to do wickedness, he will fall sick and die. They will impeach him. You have not said anybody die. Or they die by fire. It's fear that is making people die by fire. Just wake up and then die by fire, you know? You are afraid. The day is Pelatia, that's his name. The way he fell down and died. Jeremiah was crying for him. Jeremiah got up, thus says the Lord. Then the man suddenly fell down and he died. Jeremiah said, wake up now. Why are you dying? Did I mention your name? I was just prophesying my own. He went back home and was angry with God. He said, Lord, you want to kill everybody? I just came to stalk. I just said, thus says the Lord, somebody come fall down and die. You know why the man fell down and he died? Because the word is alive and active. The word knows who to kill and who to keep alive. That's how the word behaves. If you take this, listen, there's a reason why God made us the way he made us. He made us from different places, from different states. He has put the duty in our hands. People like me, he gave it to us in one state and brought us to another state. He said, pray for this state. Thank God I live near the government house. It's good. You should park your car near there and you'll be looking there. And don't do anything, just be reading scripture for them. I'm telling you, I pray we'll get the power in the word of God. Just be reading scripture over the situation. You bless God for the seat. Leave the name of God over it. Pray for the man who's sitting down there. Then begin to declare God's word. People think that, you see, let me tell you the truth. You can pray for somebody, bless him with blessing, and the blessing will kill him. Yes. It happens. And the prayer is too weighty. It falls on somebody's head and the person dies. That one, you know, that one, your soul is saved. It's not you. That one, the word takes the responsibility for it. That is how Christians pray. Let's again, all right? Let's just one more time in our own words. Let's just bless the nation. Bless your state. Enough of criticism. Your criticism is not, you know, first, it's just as useless as criticizing football. You don't play it. That is one. It doesn't go to help anything. Then number two, you are emitting negative vibes and it's making life more difficult for the rulers. So don't do that. So it's begin to just bless them. Bless them. Utter the word of God. In the name of Jesus, prosperity will come into the land because God said I should seek the good of the land. If he didn't want to do it, he would not have said I should seek the good. So good will come to this land in the name of Jesus. As it is written, seek the good of the land which I have sent you to. He says, seek, interpret the Lord for the prosperity of that land so that in the name of Jesus you might prosper. Say, Lord, this is your will. Therefore, I ask for prosperity upon my local government. I ask for prosperity over Enugu state. This is our state. We live here. Whatever state you are in, you pray like that in the name of Jesus, I ask for prosperity over Nigeria. It is written, the Almighty rules in the affairs of man. You know, I ask for it in the name of you, Lord. You said I should ask. He said, this is what I will have the children of Israel ask me for. I will increase their men as a flock. That when God says ask for something, it is because he wants to do it. He says, seek the good of the land that I'm causing you to dwell in. Seek that Lord. Ask the Lord. Make petition to the Lord for it. That means the Lord wants to bless the land. So in the name of Jesus, we pray for Nigeria and we say, peace be upon her in the name of Jesus. The Lord saw injustice and he was displeased. Injustice displeases the Lord. Lord, let your displeasure be removed from this land. Injustice be gone in the name of Jesus. It's the word of God we are praying. The Lord saw injustice and he was displeased. So we speak to injustice. You are displeasing to the Lord. We speak to the injustice. You are displeasing to the Lord. So this is the word of the Lord over the land. Arise, O Lord, let your enemy be scattered. Everything that displeases you, let it be scattered. Everything that displeases you, let it be scattered. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Everything that displeases you, my Lord, let it be scattered out of this land. Because the Lord saw injustice and he was displeased. So arise, O Lord. Let those things that displease you, let them be scattered. Bring prosperity into the land. Bring peace to the land. Bring freedom. Let the gospel advance in this land. As it is written, as it is written, the kingdom of the Lord Jesus will advance. And nothing, nobody will be able to stop it. The gates of hell will not be able to stop it. He said clearly, he said that of the increase of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. We read that scripture over Nigeria. Of the increase of the government of Jesus and of peace, there will be no end. Of the increase of the government of the Lord Jesus and of peace, there will be no end. Therefore, we say, the gospel shall advance. It is written, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Lord, we go. The door is open for us. A great and effectual door is open in the name of Jesus. In this country, no door will close against the gospel of Jesus. As it is written, the gates of hell will not prevail against the advance of the church of Christ. He said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. We are reading the word of God. We are uttering the word of God over the land. As a result of the entrance of the word, this land will prosper. Peace will be upon it in the name of Jesus. The land will prosper. Peace will be upon it in the name of Jesus. The land will prosper. Peace will be upon it. Let's give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we give you thanks. Say, Lord, we give you thanks. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Please just give me a few more minutes. I'd like to do this. One, health is not because you desire it. It's because Jesus paid for it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Your desire is secondary. You know, doctors could have given a verdict concerning your situation in life. and they are pretending like it is final. When you read the word of God, you have a new expectation. Are you getting my point here? So what do I do? If you have enough detail, speak against what is negative. But whether you have it or not, the word can read. The word can probe. It can go into certain parts of your body to go in there and check what is wrong and correct what is wrong. That, you know what the word is trying to do? To fulfill itself. Many people that fulfilled the word of God in the life of Jesus Christ, they did not know what they were doing. It's later on that Jesus taught the disciples and they recorded it that it might be fulfilled that which was spoken. That it might be fulfilled that which was written. Are you getting my point? Joseph ran with Mary and Jesus to Egypt. And then one day an angel woke him up and said, go back home. And later we heard that it might be fulfilled what was written. Out of Egypt I have called my son. Joseph was not trying to obey that word though. The word was fulfilling itself.
Yes.
Are you getting my point?
Yes.
That word provoked the angel to carry him. Yeah, come, get up, go back home. Are you getting my point here? That's how it works. The word fulfills itself. It says, seek from the book of the Lord and read. None of these shall fail, neither will any lack its meat. He was talking about strange animals being found in strange places and being found in enough concentration to have meat. He said, why? That's the emphasis. He said, because when the mouth of the Lord commands, his spirit goes out to gather. If the mouth of the Lord commands healing, the spirit goes out to perform surgery. Are you getting my point here? You don't need the fine details. It's not the fine details you need. What you need is a word spoken over that area. So listen to this. Himself took your infirmities and your diseases.
Amen.
And by his stripes you have been healed.
Amen.
Now say after me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
From the top of my head,
to the soles of my feet.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Because Jesus took it.
My sicknesses,
my pains.
He took all of them
and left healing for me.
He gave me his health.
I have the health of Christ
walking in me
from the top of my head
to the soles of my feet,
from the surface of my skin
to the core of my bones.
Healing is there
and is walking
in the name of Jesus.
The
reference is, say, if it is true, then give him thanks. Just give him thanks. He said, just say, Lord, I thank you. Remember, the word is working. That's effective prayer. We are subjecting our will, not our own. We are subjecting our will to that of the Father. We are not holding on to our own will. We are saying, Lord, it is your will that will be done. And that's what he has declared. Let me just say it again. The will of God doesn't mean that God heal me if it is your will. He has said it's written in the word. Jesus paid for it. So that is the will. You don't create uncertainty after what he has spoken expressly. You are getting my point? You do not create uncertainty out of what he has spoken expressly. Let the word settle it. Let the word settle it. Let the word settle it. It will take care of itself. But the doctor said, there are things, I've realized that you can provoke God to anger. You know you want to provoke him to anger? He will say one thing, you will say the opposite. It is passionately annoying to him. He kills people for it. Why he just not kill you suddenly is that he realized that stupidity is your problem. So he will wait to correct you. Let me tell you how God is serious about it. He told people, "Go! I have given you a promised land. Go there and take the land." They came and said, "We can't take the land." He said, "Are you calling me stupid?" Said, "There are giants in the land. Are you calling me blind?" Said, "They are very tall. Are you calling me insensitive?" I said, "Go in and take the land." You know what they were supposed to say? Though there are giants in the land, though we are few in number, though they are a multitude, though they have 45 cities, we can take the land. Oh boy, can you take the land? Yes. Are we going in? Yes. Are you planning to go? Just wait. Just be saying it here. I'm telling you. The father, somebody, you can take the land. After they say enough time, they will move forward one inch. We can take the land. You move forward 1 mile. We can take the land. After a while, if you are not sure, close your eyes and just be shouting, we can take the land. We can take the land. That's what God wants. As silly as it sounds, that's what he wanted. I found out he never said, go and spy the city. It was when they said, we want to go and spy, that Moses said, all right, go ahead. He said, what are you spying for? Just go and take the land. Don't ever disagree with God. Don't have an opinion. Are you getting my point? Don't have what? An opinion. Don't have an opinion. Yes, doctors have said their own, and your mind is believing it. Let your mouth refuse to agree. What will happen? The world will take care. The world will settle. It works different ways according to people's levels of faith, but the word works. It works. The doctor's word is not final. It's an opinion. Even we in medicine, we know it. We say, go and find what? His second opinion. Sometimes, you know, they finish doing tests, doing everything, say, this man has the disease. The patient looks at it. And maybe his consultant looks and says, no, we need a second what? Opinion. Sometimes they get a third opinion. That's to let you know that it's just what? An opinion. And the word of the Lord is what? Final. God's word is the opinion we hold on to. And I like that word. It's very simple. Even a child can understand it. That is, no need for details. Himself took my infirmities. It means that somebody paid so that I would be well. Jesus paid so I would be well. How does it work? I don't know. But that's what he said. What is your opinion? I don't have any opinion. He just said that I'm well. I believe it. But you are feeling sick. That's my feelings opinion. The one I'm holding on to is the word of God. Believe me, you hold that thing up. After a while, the body starts rearranging to conform with that which has been spoken. Let's declare it again. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
He took my infirmities.
He took my infirmities.
Nailed them to his cross.
Nailed them to his cross.
Buried them in his grave.
Buried them in his grave.
And he rose up well.
And he rose up well.
And gave me the health.
And gave me the health.
By his stripes,
by his stripes,
I have been healed.
I have been healed.
The same spirit that raised him from the dead,
the same spirit that raised him from the dead,
is walking now in me.
Is working now in
and
me.
Is giving life to my mortal body.
Is curing my brain,
my skin,
my eyes,
is giving clear vision to my eyes,
is removing glaucoma,
cataract,
is removing every affliction.
Say, my eyes see clearly,
pain is gone from my eyes
because Jesus died for it. My nose is healed,
my mouth is healed.
My teeth are healed.
Every
part of my neck,
every
part of my chest,
every part of
my stomach,
everywhere
down to my feet,
my bones,
health.
That's their portion.
Now speak to your body. Say, body,
hear ye the word of the Lord.
He took your infirmities.
Now you are healed.
That's God's opinion. Let's say thank you one more time. Just say, Father, we thank you. Concerning your finances, let's declare the word of God again. We can't do these things enough. This is the word of the Lord. Let's first get it out. This is God's word. In all that you do, you prosper.
Amen.
You are like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
Amen.
You are not a tree that's in a dry land waiting for one rain to fall.
Amen.
You are one planted beside the streams of water.
Amen.
You will yield your fruit in your season.
Amen.
In your season, your fruit will come forth.
Amen.
That's what Jesus died for. The Bible says, we know the grace of the Lord Jesus. This is the word of God. He was rich for your sake. He became poor, that you through his poverty might be made rich. Now I say to you, you have been made rich.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Now declare concerning yourself, say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I have been made rich.
I have been made rich.
The ancestral curse of poverty,
has been broken.
It's no longer my portion.
I am free in Christ.
I am blessed
with
all kinds of spiritual blessings. And I am a blessing.
I'm a
giver. Say it,
I'm a giver.
I delight in giving. Now, do you know why? Because there is more blessed to give than to receive. Say it,
I am a giver.
Even if I don't have something in my hands, I'm a giver. Say,
I am a giver.
Always giving.
Because I am blessed.
Poverty has been broken
out of my life.
Say, I have passed out of poverty.
I have passed into abundance.
Say, the Lord is my shepherd,
and I shall not want.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I will not lack any good thing.
He is supplying all my need according to his riches in glory. Now join me in this, my favorite scripture. Say, behold, he causes prosperity to flow towards me like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. My needs are supplied. I have abundance. I'm a blessing to other people. Say it, my needs are supplied. I have abundance. I'm a blessing to other people. Say, lack is not my portion. Everywhere I go, I create wealth. Not only am I blessed, I'm a creator of wealth according to the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Let's just declare this. Say, my family is blessed. My environment is blessed. Because I am blessed. Through me, God is sending his blessing. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. This is the word of God concerning me. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, long life is my portion. In my going out and my coming in, I am protected. The rod of the wicked will not rest upon my lot. Deliverance is my portion. Because I am in Christ. Now the Bible says, he that abides in the secret place of the Most High, alright, shall abide, who that dwells, I wanted to say, in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you are under the shadow, you are under the covering, the influence. The Lord is your defense. Is it the shield around you?
Amen.
No evil will befall you.
Amen.
No plague will come near your dwelling place.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Kidnappers can't get you.
Amen.
If they come, they can't hold you.
Amen.
Because you are freed by the power of Christ.
Amen.
You are free.
Amen.
You have been set free.
Amen.
Nothing will keep you in bondage.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Now that's what Jesus paid for, not what you achieve by yourself. Let's give this Jesus a thank you. Just thank him. I think we should do that. Say, Jesus, you are the one that paid for all of these things. It's not me. My children are blessed. Say it, my children are blessed. My family is blessed. My friends are blessed. Everything I touch is blessed. In all that I do, I prosper. 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 I bless people. I create wealth. The Lord has given me the power to get wealth. I have the power to get wealth. I have the power to get wealth. Doors open to me. The Bible says he surrounds the righteous with favor as with his shield. Declare it, I am surrounded with favor as with his shield. I am surrounded with favor as with his shield. Declare it, I'm surrounded with favor as with his shield. Let me just tell you this as we close. Listen, have that blessed attitude. What I mean by that is that go out and say, look, I'm a blessing. I'm surrounded with favor. If you are looking for a job, don't like, which job can pay me better? No, stop that poverty mentality thing. We enter the place, how can I bless people here? I'm a blessing. How can I bless people? I'm a blessing. Anywhere you're working, if they are paying you 10 naira, make sure that they are getting at least 20 naira out of your labor. That should be, this money they are paying me, they should be getting more than that. All this one of them, how much are they paying me? Look at, don't say that. If you are blessed, the Bible says that Jacob made Laban rich. Then God rewarded Jacob. Laban could not reward Jacob. He tried to cheat Jacob 10 times. But God made Jacob rich. Don't look at your boss that he'll be the one to make you rich. He doesn't have that capacity. He doesn't have that capacity. In fact, you don't even want him to have the capacity. Because listen, when Abraham refused the goods of the king of Sodom, he had a reason. He said, I don't want it said that, I don't want to be able to say, I made Abraham rich. There are things you don't want. My boss wanted to make me rich for what? I came here to bless him. In due season, God will make me rich. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. It's an attitude. Make sure everywhere you go, you leave a blessing for them. You make sure you're the one leaving the blessing. It is better that they don't pay your last salary than they paid you and you didn't work for it. Let them be the one owing you. Not you owing anybody. You are getting my point? No, that's Christian's attitude. It's a Christian's attitude. You are not looking for, that the new job, where can you pay me more? If you get to that place, all you do is sit down and pick your teeth and they are paying you more. You have lost your blessing. There's a new job like one of my friends said, when I said, you are moving, he said, man, I needed new challenges. The other one was getting boring. So I needed new challenges. That one is better.
Amen.
You are a blessing.
Amen.
Everywhere you go, your mark will be seen.
Amen.
The excellence of God will be seen by your hand.
Amen.
Again, we pray with God's word. This is the word of the Lord. We are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. We have been called out of this world to show forth the excellencies. That's God's word. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am excellent.
I am excellent.
With the grace of God. It's working in my life. And I impact every situation with the blessing from heaven. Let's give the Lord thanks so we can close. Just give them. Say, Father, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. Say, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord is good. It's well with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can we share the grace in fellowship? The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Surely we have passed out of death and we have passed into life. We have passed out of darkness into the light of Christ. We have passed out from under the curse into the blessing. All things have passed away in our lives. We are now filled with the Spirit of Christ. We live above sin and walk above the devil because we are seated high above with Christ. This is our season of multiplication and dominion in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Please bless somebody on your left or your right.
This is your season of multiplication and dominion.
Another person. One more person, please. This is your season of multiplication and dominion. Now, please bless yourself.
This is my season of multiplication and dominion.
All right, cheer up, brethren.